With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson. This week, an environmental group filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in federal court in Missoula, saying that grizzly bears in the Cabinet Yak area of northwest Montana should be listed as an endangered species. Eric Whitney has more.
Right now, the federal agency estimates there are about 50 grizzlies in the Cabinet Yak. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies says that number is actually closer to 40, and that the minimum number of bears necessary for the population to recover is 100. Therefore, the Alliance says the bear should be uplisted from threatened status to endangered. Endangered status would give the bears additional protections. The Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't comment on pending litigation. But spokeswoman Serena Baker says agency biologists carefully considered which status is appropriate.
Because the population is increasing and really has been stable now for a number of years, the threatened status was really the appropriate status.
The Alliance for the Wild Rockies lawsuit disputes that the population is growing. It takes issue with the federal agency counting grizzlies that are transplanted in from other areas as evidence of a healthy population. The lawsuit comes after the Alliance in December unsuccessfully petitioned Fish and Wildlife to uplist the Cabinet Yak grizzlies. Their petition was followed by one from Lincoln County, Montana, asking the federal agency to downlist the bears or remove them from the endangered species list entirely. The Fish and Wildlife Service denied Lincoln County's petition as well. It says the 2014 rewrite of the Kootenai National Forest Master Plan has helped create better conditions for grizzly survivability, but at this point, the population is not sufficiently recovered to fully delist it. I'm Eric Whitney.